What's happening, everybody? You're now tuning into the Producer's Corner with Spud Too Tight, and I have a very special show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a very talented and prolific guitarist. He has achieved great success as a musician, charting number one on Billboard Smooth Jazz charts, and also delivering one of the best live performances I've seen in a long time. He is back to talk about his newest CD release titled World Citizen. Please put your hands together and welcome contemporary smooth jazz guitarist, Mr. Steve Oliver. How's it going, Steve?
Hey, Spud, great to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you, man. Welcome back.
it's been too long.
Oh, it has. Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
And there's so much to talk about.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, man. We need another just for catch-up alone.
I know. Two-year recap since it's been, it's almost been 2 years, I guess.
Yeah, man. Almost 2 years since NAMM of 2011. So, yeah, almost.
Crazy.
Well, Steve, you're back, man, and you have a hot new CD titled World Citizen. And just listening to it, again, another great versatility album that you released. Great melodic flavor. The mix is A1. So many different varieties and different moves on the CD, man. And the three songs that really stuck out to me is World Citizen, the title of the CD, Pure Spirit, and Wide Open View. And Pure Spirit and Wide Open View, to me, I feel is your sonic signature of the really Steve Oliver signature sound. On those, with the great soloist as a guitarist, with your acoustic blend, man, it's just unreal.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you. Dang. Well, it's funny, the songs you just mentioned. Pure Spirit is like this. I talked about this before, but I play a guitar synthesizer made by Carvin that I helped develop, where I could trigger, software and from the guitar. So I developed the sound in that song, Pure Spirit. It's like this, it has a bass, it has a 12 string, it has a pad. I mean, it sounds like 18 people playing, just six strings, And that's what inspired, just hearing that sound inspired the song. So it's amazing when you hear, a sound, like you do this all the time, I'm sure, with keyboard sounds. You hear a sound and it just inspires a song.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. And the same thing here in this case is Pure Spirit was written just from, I played a couple of chords and I just, I hear a song, just from the sound. It sounded so beautiful and so I wanted to make it nice and lush and ambient and melodic, and that's what I did. You dive in. But it's amazing when you hear a good sound, you just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hear a song coming,
Yeah, man, you'd gravitate to it, man. I'm one of the guys, I love the melody structure, and I love building songs and melodies. But, again, man, listening to a good patch that you could build upon and build around, with the melodies really takes it to another level. Your creativity changes. It's how it's played and how long it's going to sustain for. Is it a quick patch or is it something that's more ambient and more of a pad? Yeah. So yeah, it's just endless of the combinations you can really put together, especially when you're using that accent MIDI synth that you're using. I was going to ask you, are you still performing live with that?
Well, yeah, I'm using my Carvin NS1 guitar, which just means nylon synth. And then also the Carvin SH-575, and that's the electric version. It looks like a Les Paul hollowed out, and it's got, F holes in it, and it's a beautiful instrument. So, yeah, I'm still bringing those out. And then I'm using mainly for live, I've been using the new, technology Roland makes, the VG-99, and then the GR-55, which just came out, which I get all my keyboard sounds live, and it's just all my endless programming, as you know.
Yeah.
It's all about sound, and so I spend so much time just programming the sound.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you put this CD together for World Citizen? I mean, what inspired you to create this album, Steve? Because it's a little different than some of the material that you had before. Some same, but it's just a little different to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm a music explorer, I look at each album as a new opportunity to try, some things I'm fans of throughout that year, because, albums are like you make an album and you grow and you change, as, your next album you're going to record. And so I I love so many different kinds of music, and that's why a lot of, you know, my albums have a lot of different styles on them, because I am all those styles.
Yeah.
And it's part of, it's been kind of what I've been doing from the beginning. You know, I have 8 albums out now, so wow. I've always put vocal songs on it. I've always put my wordless singing on it. I've, you know, and then doing the real upbeat, feel-good things, and then the real ambient things. So I just love all these different styles of music. So I, you know, as a writer, I just try to, you know, I like the diversity. I like diversity in artists. I'm a fan of that, so I'm always looking for that in other artists that I like. And so the album actually came inspired, again, when I was recording Global Kiss, my last solo album. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep the world vibe in there and
right.
keep that theme going. I really liked the theme, world, you know, global, bringing people together with music, bringing, you know, and we're, you know, the title actually came to me when I was recording Global Kiss. So I knew I was on to the next album even then.
Wow.
You know, I had at least a benchmark of an idea of what I wanted to do and go after that direction. And it's almost like a double album. It's like the double album that Global Kiss could have been. So now it's kind of like the bookends. They go together. I mean, they're really similar in the ways that I pieced it together, you know.
And sure.
Songwriting order and, you know, kind of music from, you know, Middle East to Brazil to, you know, pop tunes to, you know, America singer-songwriter stuff to, you know, just, you know, global theme, you know, which I love. So
yeah,
that's what inspired it, really, is from Global Kiss.
Wow. No, it's definitely, I can definitely see the continuation from Global Kiss. You know, your last jam you had, it was number one, Fun in the Sun, man. I mean, that stayed on number one for a while. You know, it was such
yeah,
a great song.
Yeah, crazy. And then the title track, Global Kiss, went to number one, too.
Yeah, like, it sure did, yeah.
And then the new single actually went to number 8. So I'm like...
Wow.
Number 5, I'm sorry. It went to number 5. So it's just been slamming good. I mean, radio, you know, for radio.
Right.
Purposes.
Now, who are some of the other musicians you collaborate with on the CD? You know, I hear some good heavy bass... bass guitar parts on here, man. Is that you on the guitar, or is that another bass player playing?
Yeah, well, you know, I play it all in the studio, you know, when I write the songs, and I do play bass, and you know, it's funny because I love playing bass. I think of bass lines all the time, so I'm
yeah.
always telling the bass player, so I'll play this line, you know. But yeah, I had a lot of the same musicians that played on Global Kiss. You know, the guys from Spyro Gyra, mm-hmm. Tom Schumann on keyboards, who's been on all my albums. He played on 6 of the songs on World Citizen, and I used Bonnie B on drums again. He played on the same about 5 songs, and then I went into rock world, and I got a couple of rock guys. The guy from the band Yes, the rock band Yes.
Oh yeah,
Billy Sherwood. He was in the band for 10 years.
Wow.
And I've been a fan of Billy, and he's a great bass player and a great singer. So he played bass on one of the songs, and then he sang with me on background vocals on a tune, and that was a real joy. And then from the Moody Blues, their new keyboard player is a good friend of mine, Alan Hewitt. And he joined the band about 3 years ago now, and he's been touring with them as their keyboard player. So I got Alan to play. He is also on Global Kiss. So I got him to play on a couple of tracks on World Citizen.
Nice.
So it's been kind of neat blending these rock guys with the jazz guys, and kind of coming up with a nice little hybrid music.
Oh, yeah. No, which you got to do that, especially nowadays. And, you know, I've always considered you a contemporary world jazz smooth artist. And, you know, blending those different styles together, this really keeps it in the game. It keeps it timeless, you know.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, sonically, man, it's just going to, you know, blow the speakers off, you know, out the doors, man, when they play it. And it just sounds really edgy and heavy, you know. So, yeah, I totally agree with you. Great combination.
Yeah, and you know, with World Citizen, what we did was we actually, when we mixed it, we bounced the mixes to analog tape.
2-inch?
So we we'd bounce the mixes, all the tunes, and we put it on tape, and then we bounced it right back into the digital world. So we got a little of the tape on the songs.
Nice.
Which gave it that nice, punchy, it's kind of like this unspoken analog sound the whole album.
Nice. No, your CDs, man, from even the first one to the eighth, even Global Kiss, man, it was very punchy. Big bottom end. It's one of the things that really stand out with your CD. So.
Oh, I'm a big fan of punchy, lots of low end. I love it. I can't get enough of that. So.
Yeah. All right, Steve, describe for me Steve Oliver's signature sound. I mean, what do you feel really separates you from a lot of artists out there, musicians, with your particular style of guitar playing and your production on your music?
Well, I think what really sets artists apart in general is it really comes, I believe, from songwriting. Because songwriting, you have a style. Everyone's got a style of songwriting, and your personality comes out in that. And then the performances, like in guitar playing or singing. And I think that's also my sound, is combining my voice with the wordless singing thing with the guitar. I do a lot of when I'm writing, and then I add it onto the songs. So that gives me a sound. I mean, I get that all the time from people. Oh, as soon as your songs come on the radio, I know that's Steve Oliver.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that a lot because of the vocals are in there,
mm-hmm.
that give it an identity.
Sure.
Even if it's not singing words, I kind of make up my own words, actually. But a lot of people comment, what language are you singing in? And I say, it's kind of the Steve Oliver language. I just make up words, sounds and syllables and to make it work. So I think that combination of the Nile, the guitar with the voice is my signature sound.
Sure.
And the songwriting,
because
it's going to have a personality in itself.
I attended NAMM 2011 with you, Steve, and I saw one of your performances, and I couldn't help but notice how fluid you are with your finger tapping on the guitar. And it was very impressive work, man. I mean, all the notes and the rhythm were on point, and it's probably one of the best I've seen perform that way live versus like a studio album that we hear. But to see it in person, man, it's just phenomenal. I mean, it totally changed my whole view on your style of playing, because I hear you on the CD, which is excellent work, but then to see you do this technique that you do, man, it's just off the meter, Steve.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's funny. I hit the guitar with my right hand kind of as a percussion, percussive instrument. I've always been a fan of trying to make as much sound as you can with one instrument. It's always been my thing. I love guitarists like Michael Hedges, who did that. He would hit the body of the guitar as a percussion instrument and then hit the strings and do get harmonics. And I'm a fan of that. I've been a fan of that for years, and, trying to develop that and doing the bass lines with the melodies and then hitting it as a drum at the same time. So you're doing a lot of different things all at once. And I love doing it because I could, I want to hear what it's going to sound like with all these group elements in it,
right,
as a listener. So it's fun for me to kind of explore that way when, in playing. And it's very addictive. I get so entrenched in playing that way in the studio and stuff. It's really a lot of fun.
Aside from creating your own music, Steve, I spoke earlier, man, and you're really heavy into the production world of recording, producing other artists and writing for other artists, man. I mean, who's some of the artists that you've produced and what you're currently working on right now?
Oh, man. It's funny. Since we talked last, I have probably done 6 or 7 projects that I produced and wrote, plus my record. So in a year, I did like 7 albums.
Wow.
Yeah, of full albums. And not just doing for some artists, I did a couple of tracks, but, that I played on or... guest appearance on. Like, I played on Paul Taylor, great sax player.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I played on his last single that went to, I think it was a number one hit just, a few months back, a tune called Horizon, where I sang and played the guitar on. And I also worked with the Mr. Rob Parisi, who was in that band Wild Cherry. Remember them?
Oh,
in the 70s?
Play that funky music.
Play that funky music, exactly. And I produced a couple of songs with Rob for his album and wrote and co-wrote some music for his project and his single, which is out right now on radio. And I also work with this great sax player from Philadelphia named Andrew New, who he's playing with everybody. He's playing with Diane Shearer. He's a real jazz player, saxophone player.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He plays with Diane Shearer, tours with Bobby Caldwell, great singer, who actually is on his new record. And so I produced three songs on his new record. It's coming out. And, man, he's got Jeff Lorber on it.
Wow.
Brian Bromberg. Now he's got Bobby Caldwell. And
nice.
I mean, just a cast of, you know, amazing artists on his project. So I was putting some African guitar playing stuff, and I'd get all these chants, you know, these real African chants,
sure,
vocals,
sure,
and on a tune that we co-wrote together, and I was actually recording that today. There's been so many artists I've been working with and having a blast. I'm actually producing this this girl, steel pan player from Florida, and she is really great. It's like really kind of dancey, techno, R&B, funk kind of thing, but with the pans.
Sure.
You know, so it's not the traditional kind of steel pan thing. So I get thrown a lot of really fun, creative things where I could really flesh out production values and add, you know, different textures and what I think, you know, is a nice blend, you know, what they're looking for.
Right.
And I love the challenge. I'm sure you do too. You know, you love the challenge of meshing all these styles and making it kind of its own thing, you know?
Right.
And that's kind of what I'm doing with her. Her name is Bickley, and she's just great. Just love her stuff, and she sings too, so she's like singing the wordless thing, you know, like I do.
Nice.
But with the pans, you know, steel pans. It's kind of
wow.
Cool.
Man, that's got to be really cool.
Yeah, and it's just fun because I'm a music addict, so the more music I'm working on, I'm a happy guy.
I was gonna say, so you're very passionate about music, man. I don't get a chance to run across every day passionate people like myself, man. And when I got a chance to meet and talk to you, I mean, it was just music was written all over you. You know what I mean? I just feel you're at your best. We were in that lab, man.
Oh, thanks. I really am, and it is. It's a complete addiction. I still, even after all day of working on music or when I'm touring or whatever, I still fall asleep with earbuds in my head. You know, I fall asleep to music every night.
Wow.
So I'm just addicted.
You know, with your musical ear, Stephen, you listen to a lot of different music, and you're fans of so many different styles of music. Are there any plans in the future of remaking of your favorite classics?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. That's exactly kind of what I'm going to be putting out next. I haven't been, you know, putting that out much on my studio records, but, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter. I mean, I love Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
You know, the singer-songwriters, you know, and I always put those kind of tunes on my albums. And John Mayer, I love all that. I love that kind of stuff. I, you know, just always have. And I'm a lyricist, so I write a lot of lyrics. And so what I'm doing is I'm going back to my catalog and finding the vocal songs that I've written and putting them in a package, maybe an EP, and call it Acoustic Sessions.
Nice.
So basically it'll be just me and the guitar and nothing else. It'll be like the low, you know, no production, just real stripped down and the real bare essence of the song. And I just love that. You know, when you could actually play a song with just vocal, guitar, and that's it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And kind of what John Mayer, you know, just put out, he did the same thing. And I love that. So I'm going back in my catalog and finding some of the songs that I still do live, but doing them in an acoustic setting.
Nice.
And so I think we're going to, you know, maybe put that out next year, just on, you know, as a digital kind of release, not really as a full-blown release, but I'm real excited. In fact, I just did one song, you know, a couple of days ago, trying it out, and, you know, again, I'm tapping the guitar, I'm making the guitar sound like drums, and I'm hitting it, and then singing, kind of doing it like a live acoustic session.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's been really fun for me to do that, you know, because I've been so involved with production. So it's kind of neat to kind of take a step back and go, wow, the simplicity of doing this is, like, really cool.
Yeah, definitely. No, I definitely agree. That should work, man. You know, you could strip all the production down, just you, the guitar, and a mic. I mean, that would just be something.
Yeah.
A lot of guys who are fan of yours are just like, man, I love this version, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And then they'll hear the song in a different way, you know? It'll
yeah.
be... I mean, a lot of my singer-songwriter stuff, are, you know, they're not, you know, some of them are, you know, kind of produced, you know, pretty well, but I really always try to keep it, you know, kind of very, you know, stripped down, you know, with the vocal songs. But I think this would be really neat for the fans to be able to hear it in this kind of real stripped down manner and maybe hear the song differently and not put it within the smooth jazz context or, you know, that the album it lays in on. And it'll actually speak differently. So I'm real excited about doing that and, you know, making like 3 or 4 songs and making it a little EP and just seeing how people respond to it, you know,
yeah.
that side of me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think a lot of people know that's what I do. But I, you know, I spend more time doing that than anything else, is writing lyrics and songs. And a lot of the instrumental songs that I write are vocal tunes anyway.
Sure.
That I just take the vocals out and just do my wordless singing. So it's going to be kind of neat just to, you know, put that out there and see how people respond to it.
Well, I can't wait for that one. That's something I definitely want to listen to.
Nice.
You know, Steve, the industry is changing by the minute, and how we promote and build our solid fan base and trying to build up our numbers. You know, what are some of the steps that you've maintained in your marketing campaign that keeps you in touch with your fans and also increasing CD sales and ticket sales at your shows?
Well, you know, the social media, as we all know, I mean, that's so important now. You know, Facebook. Also, having a emailing list is really great. You know, you get people to sign up at the shows, or they sign up on the website, or they sign up, you know, on Facebook, or
yeah.
you know, they want to be, they want to know what's going on. They want to keep in touch with what you're doing. So then, what we do is we just in turn put what we're doing out everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, you know, and just try to keep it out there, what you're doing. You know, I think that's really important. And that people really like that, especially when it comes from the artist direct. It's not coming from a third party, you know.
Right.
You know, and, you know, that way it's a little more, you know, that's the way it should work with me. You know, that's what I do. I go on every, you know, once a day and just kind of put what I'm doing, what I'm working on, and then the next show we're doing. As much as we can, because, you know, people have to get out and enjoy life, you know, and enjoy a concert, enjoy, you know, music, and, you know, just, or come out on a date, you know.
Yeah.
So we always try to make it a nice open invitation, please, you know, and let's spread the love of music, you know, and get, you know, just have people come back and enjoy, you know, live music, you know.
Right. No, that's definitely what we need nowadays, man, definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and you could see, you know, like you said, you know, when you see an artist playing live, it's, you see their essence. It's right there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's no denying what the artist is doing, and you can't replace that on YouTube and all the you know, online stuff that
yeah.
you can watch all the videos on.
Yeah. No, I encourage everybody.
There's nothing like being there. It's the best way. There's nothing like it.
No, I totally agree. You know, I try to encourage everybody to see live shows. I mean, if you really want to get involved in the musicianship and this is what you want to do, you got to see guys like Steve Oliver play. I'm telling you, it would just change your whole perception on musicianship. You know what I mean? Because I can say, see, I hear you play on your CDs, man, it's excellent. But to see what you do, man, you got to see you live. You know what I mean? Because I don't think guys would really understand or really know that's you by yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? With your MIDI synth that you're doing, and it's just the way that you play it, man. It's just, man, you're in a league of your own, definitely.
Oh, Oh, well, thank you. It's just out of love of music, really. It's trying to, it's always on the crest of trying to discover something new.
Right. You know, with all your experience in the studio and on stage, Steve, I mean, where do you really find that zone for creativity now, man? Is it the studio where you get a chance to spend time with your material and really perfect it? Or is it on stage?
You know, I actually, I'm one of the few artists that I know that does both. I mean, I actually try songs out live. I'll write them in the studio, and then I'll just present them live, and I'll try them out, and see how they, live music, again, the music changes when you put it in front of people. I mean, I've learned that just from years of doing both, you know, studio and live.
Yeah.
I mean, you could take a great song that sounds great in the studio, and as soon as you take it out, put it in front of people, it changes. And you're kind of going, wow, this isn't as good as I thought it was, you
sure.
know. So then you kind of go back and change it, you know, because it's, you know, it, again, music doesn't happen without people, you know. I mean,
right.
You got to involve them. And so I've always done that. With every album I've made, I've tried out every song live at least once, and then I'll get a vibe, you know, and then feel off that vibe, and I'll take it, then I'll bring it back into the studio with a different frame of mind. So I do this kind of little research stuff on my, you know, on tunes I write.
Now, do you record your shows and bring it back to the studio, or do you just kind of keep it fresh in your head and then recreate it again?
Yeah, I remember it. I'm real good at, like, because I'll know, okay, this is a new song. I'll tell the audience, hey, I'm going to try out a new song tonight. Here we go. And I'll let them know.
Sure.
And then I'll just, and then we'll play and, you know, not get feedback, you know, to see the feedback, but I just want to see the essence of that song and how it translates to the audience. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, how does this translate? You know, how is it, you know, and what can I change to make it translate better? So I always do that. And then I'll bring it back, and I'll remember these little mental notes I'll just put in my mind, and then I'll bring it back in the studio and go, you know, it needs a little more, kick bottom end, or it needs a little more drive. It was a little thin, or you know, just little mental things I'll remember.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, and I love doing that. I mean, again, it's just, you know, you try things out and not be afraid to try things out, and that's my theory.
No, that's interesting, man. I've always liked to ask, you know what I mean? I've never really thought about it that way of, you know, preparing a possible track for the live show before we actually release off the CD, you know, getting that audience's response from it, then bring it back to the lab, man. That's an excellent way to build your song up, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really is. And the cool thing about it is it makes a song better in general, because if it's going to translate live and you could still get that nuance of the liveness to the album and try to make it work, I mean, that's a win-win thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, oh, man, that's just the way to go, man. You know, having those signatures and little, you know, personal tags that I use, like, well, man, I create my songs and I kind of just wing it on stage. And if they like it, I'll bring it back to the lab and perfect it, make it better, make it into a song. And so,
Totally. Or, you know what I do a lot too? When I'm in the studio writing, I'll visualize the audience, or I'll visualize, how, you know, wow, this could definitely be a live song. You know, if I'm writing something, oh, this has, it's got a real good groove, and, you know, it just feels good, and you just know, oh, this is going to work live. I mean, so a lot of times it'll just tell you when you're working on a song. It's the same thing with dance music. It's the same way. You
sure.
know, hey, this is a good club mix, or, you know, there's so many, you could just hear it, you know, and it, if you're feeling it, then you go with that feeling, you know, it'll inspire the tune even more.
All right.
Yeah, I think we all do that, you know, when we're in the studio or something, you know, some kind of ideas pop up just from, you know, imagining an audience, or imagining people dancing to this, or
right.
or whatever, you know.
I definitely do it.
Yeah, oh, good.
Well, Steve, we got 3 months left into the year, man. 2012 is almost over. What is the musical agenda for 2012 and moving into 2013?
Well, more and all of the above. more music, more shows, more. Yeah. It never ends.
Wow.
No, really. You know, like I said, you know, this one project, you know, the acoustic sessions that I'm working on. And I'm real excited about, you know, doing that, putting that forth. We're also probably going to release another single off the World Citizen album, probably in the beginning of next year. And I'm also been asked to be a celebrity guest DJ on Sirius XM, which is that actually happening next week. It's coming out, I think, I don't have the exact dates, but it's middle of September, and it's like 3 days.
Wow.
Not in a row, but like over a 3 day period.
Yeah.
So I've been asked by them to host the show, pick the music, talk about World Citizen. So that was really cool. It was really great to be asked by Watercolors. It'll be on Watercolors Channel 66.
Nice. Wow, Steve, that's excellent, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I can't wait, you know, to hear that. I've done shows for them in the past, but this is a really new thing they're doing. And I really like this concept because it's very interactive, you know, and it's just me talking. It's not me being interviewed.
Sure.
So I do all the hosting, you know, pretty much talk about, you know, the music I picked, and, you know, they play a lot of stuff off World Citizen.
Oh, nice.
And I get to pick, you know, artists that influenced me in the genre. So, you know, it's going to be a fun show.
Oh, man, you're going to have a blast with that. I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, it's been a pleasure having you on my show, having you back, man, for the third time.
Nice. Thanks for having me. My gosh.
Oh, man. You got to come back, man.
Yeah, thanks to you. Thanks to you for what you're doing and bringing, you know, all the music and the interviewing to the world. I mean, it's such a, you know, such a great show, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, Steve, the pleasure is all mine, man. Like I said, I don't get a chance to talk to, you know, the greats every single day, man, but when I do, man, I definitely got to hit you guys up and get some time out of you, because, you know, I'm really trying to spread the word out here, really show the musicianship to everybody, and really just give the up-and-coming guys just another angle to look at the music business. You know what I mean? And I just feel with the musicianship, man, it just keeps us employed if you understand and know the craft, you know?
Right, right. And keeping the passion alive, and I love talking about that. I mean, you know, the more passion, the better. You know, if you love music and or anything, but if you love music and you really want to do it, you do it and do it with passion, and you'll win every time.
Definitely.
It's real simple.
Oh,
real
yeah.
Simple.
Exactly. It's plain and simple, man.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, best of luck to you and your family, man. I would love to have you back, man. I want to definitely talk to you about the acoustic sessions, man. You got to come back and talk to me about that project.
Definitely. I'd love to.
Well, you have a safe 2012 and 2013, and we'll chop it up again, man.
Excellent.
Talk
soon.
Thank
you so much.
Oh, yeah. And a big shout out and thank you to Mr. Steve Oliver for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. It's always a pleasure for me to talk to Steve. He's such a passionate musician, and he's doing a great job of that, translating that passion into his music. And his newest CD, World Citizen, is a great display of that work and his composition, his production. And now he's collaborating with so many other artists on the production side of music. For more information on Steve, you can hit him up at steveolivermusic.com. www.steveolivermusic.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit me up at www.spudtootight.com. www.spudtootight.com. And to close out the remainder of the show, I'm going to let the track that's playing in the background close out the show. And the title of the track is called Watching the World, and it's off of Steve's newest CD titled World Citizen. So I want to thank everybody for tuning and listening in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.